Three, two, one.
Day four, Wefakak.
Is that the traditional Wefakak?
That's where the
bird of prey,
the centenarian monks sing that in southern Milan.
The 10,000-year-old monks.
The 10,000-year-old monks.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they're not 10,000 years old. Their clothes are. So, anyway, door number four.
Mary Wefakak.
Mary Wefakak. Sorry, where am I?
Jesus.
Oh, come on, Reese. What a prick I am.
What did you do for Wefakak today?
I shredded a live chicken into a wood chipper.
Jesus Christ.
and then ate the
legs first.
Ate the debris.
Yep.
That's all you can call it. It's barely meat.
I've been tending to the ever-boiling ham on the stove that's been boiling for 4 days straight now.
Nice.
Yeah, high temperature boil,
gotta
too. Low boil.
It's going to be getting very soft right now.
Oh, it's practically, non-existent.
It's slowly going to just float into a different dimension.
Have you ever tried to evaporate a ham? Because
no,
we're getting close.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to, on day five, I'm going to invite you over. We're going to seal all the windows and doors with PermaSeal and just crank. Like we take it off of the burner, and then what we do is we put it in front of a high-powered fan, and then we all take deep breaths and inhale the evaporated ham and get high off the fumes.
Great.
As you do in traditional Wefakak.
Tradition.
Law. Yeah. So I hope you look forward to that tomorrow.
Shall we talk about today's topic? What's
behind door number four, Reese?
Okay. Silent.
Ooh.
That's weird.
Silent door.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
That was the breeze that you could hear, though. The Double Jesus Trudeau Boys.
The what?
The Double Jesus Trudeau Boys. The
Double Jesus Trudeau Boys.
Yeah.
I can't even...
Do you want me to unpack it?
Yes, please.
Okay. We all know Margaret and Pierre. We love their pizza bagels.
Right? Who doesn't?
Pierre was...
How fun is it that you and I are the only ones that get these references, probably including our own listeners?
So, one person bought that t-shirt, so they will
someone
get it
bought
too.
A Pierre and Trudeau's pizza bagels t-shirt from us?
They did.
Oh my God.
Somebody bought the...
Thank you, whoever you are.
Somebody bought the Ride the Shiny Pony Justin Trudeau boxing t-shirt as
oh
well.
Oh my God. Oh, so, wow.
I know.
That's awesome.
So anyway, Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau had two sons, and both... Well, he actually had more than two sons. They had three sons. But two of those three sons were born on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow. That takes some real planning there.
So Justin was born on... This is why I call them the Double Jesus Brothers. So, Justin was born on December the 25th, 1971, in Ottawa, which is a city in Canada.
Yes, I'm aware.
And Pierre said, "I'm afraid he looks like me, I'm told, but that may change," he said optimistically. It's a real quote.
Seriously?
He didn't say, I added optimistically, but he was like, "He looks like me, I might change. He might eventually look like Fidel Castro one day." he was answering questions, and he was also handing out cigars to reporters. Now, that's how you win elections.
Right.
And at cigars to reporters. 2 years later, Justin Trudeau.
Didn't you already say Justin?
Oh, no, sorry. 2 years later, Alex.
I was like, yeah, two sorry. Boys named Justin.
Two years later.
Born on December 25th.
Yeah. Very unimaginative couple. I really like that name, Justin. Let's do it again. Yeah. Justin. Tea's ready.
What? The whole point of naming two children Justin is so that you don't have to call them both at the same... You should only have to say
two
one
of
name.
Them. There's two of them. Justin, yeah. Justin.
Yes, but you want them both to come at the same time.
Justin's.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Justin, or just go, oi! And just give them different names.
Yeah.
So anyway. So Alex was born also on Christmas Day 2 years later.
Amazing.
1973. And again, he... He was handing out cigars to the media, talking about the new son, who eventually went on to become a filmmaker. And the quote was a lot shorter this time. He just said, very happy. He was very happy. And then a third brother joined the family, but he was born on the 2nd of October. So he kind of broke the streak and cursed Canada forever.
God damn it. I was going to say, like, April 25th was, like, sexy time in the Trudeau household, because that's 9 months earlier. I did the math.
What's on April 25th?
I don't know. I want to look it up.
What happens in April in Canada?
April 25th. What does anything happen on April 25th?
Holidays on April?
Nothing.
25th. Oh, that explains it then. They had nothing to do. So, yeah. There we go. Justin Trudeau.
And his brother, the magician, Alex.
How much?
Is he a magician? Is that, did I?
No, he was a filmmaker.
A filmmaker, right. Same thing, really.
I'd love it. Hello, this is Justin. He's Prime Minister of Canada. And this is Alex. He's a magician.
We're very, very proud.
As he pulls a dove from out of his jacket pocket, yeah.
What about Michael, the third one, who wasn't born on Christmas? We don't talk about him.
No, we don't, do we?
He was born on the wrong day.
Right. What does Michael do?
I don't know.
We don't care, right?
No, exactly. He wasn't born on Christmas. He doesn't count.
He's not the part of the double Jesus brothers.
Yeah. No, exactly. If he hadn't let us all down, we could have the triple Jesus Trudeau boys. Which would have been a much better name.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's history for you. We can't change things now.
Fuck. Well. Yeah. Well, that was a great bit of trivia for day four. Thank you so much for that.
We're still in your lives.
Amazingly. Yeah, that's...
And we will be back tomorrow. If you're enjoying this daily format, please tell us. Mm-hmm. If you're not enjoying it, here's my recommendation. Don't listen to it every day. Listen to a bunch once a week. It's almost like still having a weekly episode.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Makes no difference.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Get over it. So...
It's our new slogan.
Yeah,
get over it.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow for some ham inhaling. See you tomorrow for some ham inhalation.
I'm going to put some ham, boiled ham, in my inhaler. And
that's to take
squirt
it with you after.
Yeah, so I can drive and have a puff of ham down my lungs.
That's great. That's a fantastic idea. Yeah, I got a vaporizer. I'm just going to smoke on vaporized ham all day.
Yeah, and then the police catch you and they make you walk down a chalk line to prove
that you're not drunk on ham fumes.
Yeah, 0.2% ham in his blood. Take him to court.
Bye.
Bye. System shut down.